you take control of the airwaves. Toll free number 800-259-9231. Again, that's 1-800-259-9231. Kicking off hour number two of the Friday edition. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. Everything on the site totally free. Again, freetalklive.com. I'm going to start things out with an email. This one from Wayne. He says, "Hey guys, I've been listening to your show for a while, and I think it's great. I don't always agree with your views or opinions, but I do appreciate your commitment to freedom and liberty. That said, you've had me playing with the idea of writing libertarian fiction. In looking into this, I've been closely examining the concepts of liberty and of rights, and I've tried to distill rights down to their core essence." Again, we were talking about rights last night, so I thought this would be a nice follow-up. "In the process, I've come to a few conclusions that I'd like to share with you, and possibly get your take on them. They are, number one..."
This is really abstract stuff, and man, it's hard for me. Go ahead.
You think it's abstract? Well, yeah,
what is a right?
If it's too hard, just stop me down, and we'll get into it. But right. I think he does a pretty good job of explaining himself.
Okay.
Number one, harm is not the enemy. Violation is. So I know most libertarians are anti-aggression, but to me, this seems unnecessary to liberty. Take a boxing match. Both combatants are being aggressive, and yes, harm is clearly occurring. But what makes this acceptable, as opposed to some stranger walking up to you and beating you within an inch of your life, is that a boxing match, the combatants have consented. See, you're getting it before I even read it, Mark.
Right.
As long as there's consent, both individuals are exercising their liberty freely, and therefore no rights are being violated. I think that libertarians make subtle problems of inconsistency for themselves by focusing on harm instead of violation. So it's the violation of your rights that is the problem, whether it be a violent violation of the rights or not. It's a violation.
Seems,
I like that.
Seems clear to me.
Number two, intellectual property doesn't really exist. If you have one person who invents a story or character, inks it to paper, and sells it, he's exercising his liberty and is violating no one else's rights. But others also have a right to do what they wish with their property, including their own ink and paper. If others place their ink on their paper in the same way and sell it, how are they not also exercising their liberty? How are the rights of the first person being violated? Sure, the original author may sell fewer copies and might cry harm, but remember, harm isn't the enemy. Violation is. For comparison, in a free society, I could buy all of the wells and water supplies in my town and exercise my liberty to refuse to sell to any of the residents. This could very well cause harm. Water might need to be imported, raising the price of water, or some people might suffer before others could dig a new well. But while this might make me a terrible person, and would rightfully create serious consequences, it would not mean that I violated anyone's rights.
I'd have to agree in that case that's true.
It's my water. I can keep, sell, or give it away as I like. And you don't have a right to water. I mean, it sounds mean to say something like that, but you don't. Same way you don't have a right to have a steak put on your plate every single night.
I have to agree.
And so it is with the story, says our emailer, or any other form of intellectual property, so-called. The fact that an author or inventor makes less profit than they would had I not decided to follow their lead is irrelevant. It does not mean their rights have been violated, because you don't have a right to a profit either. Hence, it doesn't make sense to demand that I restrict my liberty as if their rights were being violated.
He slid this in on this intellectual property thing. You know, I totally disagree. I believe that intellectual property does exist and that people that create things do have a right to expect profit off of them.
So that's when you say that they have a right to expect profit.
If somebody's using that in order to make money, yes,
mm-hmm.
I do. I do believe that if I write something and then I sell it and you get a hold of it and then you manage to market it better and you make a bunch
so
of
you
money
have
off
a right
of my
to,
intellectual property.
You have a right to do violence on me because I'm better at marketing the product you created than you are.
Yeah.
No, you don't. Sorry.
Yeah. Well, that's what you think.
Well,
I disagree.
You don't, because I didn't harm you. I didn't violate your rights.
You stole from me.
No, you gave. I bought your property fair and square, and then
I
decided
what the deal is, though.
Hmm?
We know what the deal is, and we know what's fair.
Well, in which case, you should include a contract along with your agreement, or along with the purchase. And if you've entered into a contract, then that person's violated their contract, and then
the
contract insurer will make good.
The purchase of this book, but then what happens if you are the husband or wife of the person who purchased the book? Then are you obligated to honor the contract?
I don't know. It's an interesting question.
No, I would think not.
1-800-259-9231. And I don't agree that it's stealing. Number three, there's no right to privacy. This one was somewhat shocking, but it makes sense. Privacy is defined as, quote, the quality or condition of being secluded from the presence or view of others, or the condition of being concealed. In other words, it's a condition. And just like the conditions of being educated or having a full stomach are ones that are created, so too must privacy be created. Privacy for your body is created when you put on clothes before walking down the street, or when you ask someone in the room with you to turn their head or leave so that you can change. In one case, you created the privacy. In the other, you ask someone else to create privacy for you, and he agreed to do so. The question then becomes, whose responsibility is it to create this condition? The only sensible answer is that it's one's own responsibility to create one's own privacy.
I think that that's true to a point. I think that at some point, technology is going to come to the level. Already, you can have these infrared radar things that can see right through people's walls, and you can see whether someone's moving around. And I really feel like the police are violating my rights when they start aiming one of those infrared guns at me.
The police are violating it because it's specified that we're supposed to have, or at least the government's supposed to respect privacy to some extent. Mm-hmm. And so if I was using the infrared ray on you, then it wouldn't be a violation of your privacy.
Well, I would think
because
that would be the regular infrared ray, but at some point there's going to be a camera that can see right through walls.
You think?
I do.
Okay.
So, and if somebody's using that camera on my house, how am I going to protect against that?
There's going to be some technology to protect against that, presuming it's in demand.
And it's going to be cheap?
Probably not, but the cameras probably won't be cheap either. So how many people will have them?
I don't know. Not very many. Just the really perverted ones.
Yeah. In which case, so what? Let them see you walking around naked or whatever it is that you do.
Whatever it is I do.
To say otherwise is the same as saying that an able-bodied yet lazy homeless man can walk into Beverly Hills and demand that the residents feed him or give him an education, and that they have a responsibility to do so. Privacy takes time and effort. Sometimes it's as simple as closing your blinds, and sometimes it can be as difficult as purchasing anonymous internet access or moving to the middle of nowhere and canceling your phone service. While misuse of another's personal information might be a violation of their rights, for example, me stealing from you by using your credit card number, having someone not create your privacy for you cannot honestly be considered a violation of your rights. All in all, I've done a bit of research and thinking about what rights we truly have, assuming we have any at all, and I've come to feel that the writers of the Constitution were closest to it. All true rights, at least the ones clear enough that we should tolerate forceful government intervention for, can be boiled down to just three core rights.
Okay.
Rights which we should be free to exercise so long as we permit the same of others in doing so. The rights are the right to liberty, that is, to control and use one's own body. The right to property, to the acquisition and ownership of physical items, and to the possession, control, and use of those that we own. And the right to defense. The freedom to defend one's body, life, liberty, and property, basically to defend one's first two rights, or those of another. I have to admit, the mental exercises caused me to reconsider a lot of things, and it was your show that has brought me to take the time to go through it. And it was your show that has helped me look at liberty from such a fresh perspective. I might have gotten here without Free Talk Live, but I know it would have taken much longer. Thanks for saving me years of time. Keep up the fight for freedom, from Wayne.
Well, I can tell Wayne's thinking about it, and I really like I like to talk about that kind of stuff.
I hope Wayne. I'm gonna make sure Wayne hears this particular episode. I like to, whenever we read an email on the air, I like to write back to let somebody know when we did, because, for instance, this email came in several weeks ago.
Yeah.
I just backed up on emails. We don't get a chance to get them out necessarily quickly unless it's some sort of sense of urgency involved. And so I want to see what Wayne has to say with your objections on the intellectual property one, because I think he's making some persuasive points, and I think that you're just once again holding on to your emotional feeling that you should have a right to the things that you create.
And I think that, ideology is fantastic stuff, and we probably will never get there.
1-800-259-9231. I'm not sure what you mean by that.
I just mean that it's impractical, and it scares the crap out of people, and it won't change the world.
It meaning what?
The ideology you're talking about.
No intellectual property?
Doors wide open liberty. Right.
More on the way. This is your show, An Obscenity Crackdown, coming up.
It's a combination of the best that public broadcasting has to offer
and NFL football.
We should pass a law mandating a cooling-off period after the next 9/11 type attack. We know we're going to get hit again, and we know we're going to freak out and pass Patriot Act 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. And then we're going to feel bad that we acted in the heat of the moment.
Beating the ideas into the turf until something breaks. Common Sense with Dan Carlin.
Get the MP3 or podcast at iTunes or go to dancarlin.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. Today is September 8th, 2006. Gold opened at $6.10 an ounce and gold coins can be purchased at $6.39.73. Again, that's $6.39.73 to purchase 1 ounce gold coins. Foreign countries have had a significant impact on the price of gold and the demand continues to be strong. Summertime has a tendency to slow down trading in the physical markets and there are many bargains to be found. With fall weather and kids back to school, these opportunities tend to dry up quickly. If you are a bargain hunter and would like to take advantage of these offers, call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I would also like to mention our free report regarding government rules on trading gold privately. Call for that report. It's free. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
I used to be ashamed of my toenails. I thought I was destined to wear tennis shoes through the heat of the summer and hide my toes at the beach. And then my podiatrist told me about Non-X Nail Gel. It tackles unsightly nails by clearing out the cause of the problem, yellowing keratin debris buildup. With regular use, Non-X Gel breaks down and removes the debris, so toenails look clear. This summer, I'm wearing open-toed sandals again, thanks to a topical natural gel called Non-X. If your toenails are embarrassing, I recommend Non-X Nail Gel. It's at your pharmacy or mass retailer in the foot care section.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Do you remember when you could eat most anything and not worry about it? Or maybe weight management has always been a problem. Are you frustrated, burned out, and tired of fad diets and marketing gimmicks that don't really work? Do you want a proven system, a long-term solution, to live a healthier lifestyle and properly manage your weight? At WeCanTogether.com, our approach is different. We focus on the whole you, personalized for your unique body composition, individual needs, and personal goals, not the cookie-cutter approach offered by others. Join today and have direct access to real people that are certified health and fitness professionals. Now there is help you can count on. WeCanTogether.com is the most complete, comprehensive wellness and training resource available on the web today. Visit us now and receive your free membership. Go to WeCanTogether.com. That's WeCanTogether.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. You bring up anything toll-free, 800-259-9231. Again, that's 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Shrine of Female Listeners is there. Dozens and dozens of ladies from around the world have sent us their validated photo, which means that in the picture they're proving that they listen to the show. You can see what I mean by going to shrine.freetalklive.com. Again, that's shrine.freetalklive.com. And you need to know the Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project's First 1,000 Pledge. Are you just going to talk about freedom, or are you going to start living it now? Learn how the First 1,000 Pledge can make it happen today at freestateproject.org. Again, that is freestateproject.com. freetalklive.org. We go straight to the phones and to the fun. The Amplifier Line with Chris in South Carolina. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Good, Chris. What's up?
I was just listening to your archives, and this record store owner yesterday, and this lady who, got the government to basically do extortion for her.
Yeah, what happened was, just a quick recap for people who weren't tuned in at that time, what happened was a guy emailed us, he ran a record store, policy in the store was no returns on CDs. It was made very obvious by big signage in the store, highlighted in red on the receipt. Nonetheless, some angry mom comes in after her son bought a 50-cent CD or something like that that she didn't like, and demanded that he give her a refund. And he told her no, and after a long argument, she ended up leaving. He got a phone call from the district attorney or somebody like that.
I thought it was the police chief or something.
And it was somebody who was threatening him, essentially saying, if you don't give this woman a refund, we're going to charge you with contributing to the delinquency of a minor.
But wait, now here's the thing is, didn't he already contribute to the delinquency of a minor?
I guess,
I mean,
yeah.
This is how they threw their case into the crapper. He did it either way. Whether he refunds the money or not, he contributed to the delinquency of a minor. So he basically,
right,
they're saying...
Isn't that extortion then?
It is. It's exactly what it is.
Because, yeah, you've already done this, but we're not going to prosecute unless you don't do what we want you to do.
Which is give the woman her $11 back.
Right.
So
in other words, give them money, or we're going to do this to you.
That's right. That's exactly what it was. And as he pointed out, it was the very first time in the store's history they've ever done that. Just amazing. Chris, any thoughts?
I don't know. Is it legal to, like, picket her house?
Picket her house?
Picket her house.
Yeah, anything like that. You know how...
I think it'd be more effective to picket the cops.
I'm sorry. Mark talked all over you. What'd you say?
The way government tries to control people, and we're trying to get away from that, right? So... We're supposed to shun people in society that do things that we don't like.
Absolutely.
So how would you go about shunning her for that action?
I don't know.
Picketing might be the way. I
suppose you could picket her, although I don't think it's really worth it over the $11 at that point. I mean, is it worth your time and your effort to continue to deal with this woman, to continue to have her in your life? Because then she's going to like you even less, and then who knows what she'll do in retaliation. I don't know if it's worth it.
Yeah, I agree on that front, but then the other front, you got to start somewhere and do something.
Yeah, that's
it's the principle.
Like, just get under my skin.
It would have been more effective had he decided to not give the money back. Then you could picket the government, or you could really make a case out of it, maybe get some publicity. In fact, if he had said no to the district attorney or whoever it was that was threatening him, if he had said, no, I'm not giving the money back, go ahead and charge me or whatever, do your best, then maybe he would have pulled some publicity out of it. Maybe there would have been some newspaper articles printed about it instead of just him emailing Free Talk Live. He might have gotten some real attention. Although, again, the reason why he decided not to was that it was the Christmas season, the next day was Christmas Day, and he didn't want to get arrested on Christmas Day when he had plans with his family. So, I understand his position.
All right, I appreciate it, guys.
Thanks, Chris.
Thank you.
Appreciate the call. 1-800-259-9231. Again, is the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. Speaking of content restrictions, there's a story from The Smoking Gun. In what appears to be a Department of Justice first, federal officials announced today, included the word bukkake in a press release announcing the arrest of a Brazilian man for allegedly distributing obscene material. According to federal prosecutors, Daniello Simones Croce, 42, operated websites offering, quote, obscene videos for download or delivery in the United States. The videos depicted bukkake, fisting, and depictions of defecation, urination, and vomiting in conjunction with sex acts. The Sao Paulo man was arrested yesterday in Florida, where he was charged with conspiracy to distribute obscene material, which is a felony carrying a maximum penalty of 5 years in prison, as well as a $150,000 fine.
They really stopped the internet from being full of this stuff that he's charged with distributing. I mean, God, there's no more bukkake left on the internet.
Yes,
now.
It's all gone. All of the scat porn has left the internet.
Nobody pooing on anybody else. You can't find that anywhere.
How insane is this? And this is a continuation of something that's been going on all year. They've been plucking off website operators here and there. They make the news for this little splash in the news as one website, one so-called obscene website operator will go down, or some hardcore video pornographer will go down for having some of the more risque, some of the more objectionable porn. I mean, you've got your regular porn, and then you've got the more objectionable porn, which is what these guys are going after. The FBI is targeting the niches, the porn niches, where right. there's not enough popularity to where it's going to be a huge...
And nobody
going
to
be opposition.
To stand up and say, I like to see grown, fat, hairy men in diapers.
You don't have to stand up and say that. What you should be doing is standing up and saying, this man is selling a product that people want to buy on a voluntary basis. I don't want to buy it. You might not want to buy it. But it's clear that somebody out there is interested in buying videos about vomiting in conjunction with sex acts. There's somebody out there, because if there wasn't, the man's business would go under on its own, and he would go away and go flip burgers or something. But no, somebody out there is demanding this product, and he's delivering it. What's wrong with that? How can you say, can you possibly support this prosecution? And if so, I want to hear from you at 800-259-9231. What is it that he's doing that's wrong? There's nothing. Nothing that he's doing is wrong. You might think that the content of the videos that he's selling is wrong in your mind. You might think it's objectionable. You might think that he shouldn't be able to sell it. But in a free country that where you're at least supposed to be free, it's none of your business what he sells and what he doesn't. It's none of your business who he is transacting business with. Continuing, though, in a revoltingly detailed criminal complaint, Postal Inspector Linda Walker provides a shot-by-shot description of some of the films purchased from Croce's sites by undercover investigators who've been targeting the operation for more than 3 years. What? Why does it take so long? Do they want to spend 3 years? I mean, these investigators spending 3 years watching Bukkake and defecation videos on his website before they could arrest him? Who've been, so some of the titles carefully reviewed by Inspector Walker were Toilet Man 6, Bukkake 3, and Scat Pleasures, according to the complaint, excerpts of which you will find below, which we won't be reading.
Thank God.
In the Croce document, they also include a brief background on fetish-type films, in case readers were unfamiliar with terms such as fisting. The Croce case is the latest major prosecution brought as a result of the Bush administration's initiative against hardcore pornography. In a communication last year to the FBI's 56 field offices, the anti-obscenity campaign was described as, quote, one of the top priorities of Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez and FBI Director Robert Mueller. They are taking down pornographers one at a time, and not even the porn industry is standing behind them. This is not going to bode well for their future. If you think this is a good idea, 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-877-877. 888-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. Toll free 800-259-9231. Again, 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site, totally free. Archives are there as well, including an entire year's worth of the show right there on the front page of the website for your downloading convenience. Totally free. There's no logging in. There's no membership fees. No hoops to jump through. You just go get them. freetalklive.com. So the feds continue to prosecute pornographers. And even the porn industry is kind of sitting on its hands on this. I don't have the articles in front of me, but I've read them where the porn industry is essentially in a bit of a conflict with itself. It doesn't really want to go out on a limb and stand up for the niche pornographers, the ones that are making the real freaky type porn, the ones that the Bush administration is going after right now. For some reason, it's a little timid, and it doesn't want to go and stand up for these people. Maybe it doesn't want to associate itself with them or something like that, and maybe draw more attention to itself.
But I can see that. You know, I can see that if I were a pornographer who did, you know, mainstream sort of porn, I don't know if I'd be all fired, ready to help the people that are putting out things like scat porn and bukkake and all this freaky, weird stuff that I personally find repulsive.
Okay.
I understand why they're doing it. The fact is, you're right. If the same people stay at power and this same thing continues, and I don't believe that it will, I think that at some point they would stop doing this.
They meaning?
Who? The FBI.
Why would they stop?
Because Alberto Gonzalez is only going to be there until 2009. And okay. He's not going to have any power.
Well, a lot of good that's going to do the guys they prosecute between now and 2009.
I understand that it's a terrible thing for them. I'm only making a prediction.
Okay, fine.
That's all. But if it were to continue, and say George Bush doesn't want to abdicate his, you know, what doesn't want to step down from the presidential role, which I'm not 100% sure isn't going to happen in 2009, then he's just going to figure out some way. That, we're not going to have elections here in 2008.
I don't know. It was speculated back in 2004. We'll see what happens. Time will tell. But the crackdown, nonetheless, whatever is going to happen in the future, what's happening now is what we're focusing on, and what's happening now is a crackdown on free speech. I mean, there's no other way to define this.
That's true.
It's a crackdown on, not only is it a crackdown on free speech, but it's also a crackdown on freedom to transact business.
I agree.
It's not like these guys are broadcasting their scat porn on the side of a building somewhere
Mm-mm.
for children to see as they're driving by.
Thank God.
This is something where you have to have a credit card, you're going to have to be an adult, or either a kid who's stolen mommy and daddy's credit card. And if your kid is buying scat porn on your credit card, then you've got some problems to deal with that the government really doesn't need to be involved in.
Much bigger problems than anyone can really, we can help you with.
But the prosecutions aren't stopping at porn, Mark. That's not the only thing they're going after. I mean, this is a some sort of a theological, anti-fun, anti-freedom presidency, because not only are they going after porn, but they're going after internet gambling as well.
They are.
According to the International Herald Tribune, New York, broadening the U.S. attack on internet gambling, law enforcement agents in New York have arrested the chairman of Sporting Bet, which offers online sports betting and is traded on the London Stock Exchange. Agents of the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey arrested Peter Dix upon his arrival at Kennedy Airport last Wednesday night, acting on a warrant issued by state police in Louisiana. The arrest comes 7 weeks after federal law enforcement officials arrested the chief executive of a competing internet betting site, Bet on Sports. Remember that story?
Yeah.
Now they've arrested another guy in similar circumstances, because they arrested the Bet on Sports guy while he was on a layover at an airport in Dallas. That executive, David Carruthers, and his company, also trades, which also trades in London, were charged with taking bets illegally over the Internet.
Hmm.
The latest arrest was the first time that officials at the state level had adopted similar tactics and pursued charges against a director of a publicly held Internet gambling company. According to the Louisiana State Police, Dix, who's 64, was arrested in connection with an investigation that began in January to the activities of online casinos. The police said other warrants were outstanding, but declined to elaborate. So anybody who is in the online gambling industry, take note. Be aware. And if I were you, I wouldn't travel through the airports anymore. Because it seems to me that they're using the airports now as a way to catch criminals,
yeah,
or so-called. These guys aren't criminals. They're just running websites.
Well, they're tracking. They get to track people through these
exactly.
Airports, and they see who's going to come, see when you're going through, and where you're going to be. They know you're in their environment. You're out of your own, and just pick you right up.
And you're not subject to the same protections as you are anywhere else. The mm-hmm. airports are a totally different world compared to the rest of America at this point. It's a security world, and as you pointed out, they know when you're there, and they're going to use that opportunity to just pick you right off. Apparently, George Hudson, spokesman for Sporting Bet, declined to comment about the arrest. They halted trading in its stock after learning of the arrest. After the arrest of Carruthers, legal experts and industry analysts and executives said they presumed that the American law enforcement effort was aimed only at Bet on Sports. Quote, "We thought this was company-specific. Now we know it's broader," according to Interactive Gaming News, which is an online magazine focusing on the internet casino industry. Schneider, the person who's quoting here, echoing the sentiments of other industry analysts, has said the one obvious lesson after the arrest of Carruthers was that executives of online casinos should not visit the United States and risk arrest.
It sounds like that's what they're saying.
She and other analysts and legal experts said it was puzzling that Dix had visited anyway. Quote, "It's absolutely amazing. Apparently he convinced himself that this all involved Carruthers in Bet on Sports. News of the arrest sent shares of other internet casinos tumbling in London, with shares of one major company falling 9.8%. Gambling law experts say federal law makes it fairly clear that operating internet sports books is a crime, but they say the law is much less clear on the issue of other internet games like poker and blackjack. By contrast, Walter said, at least a handful of states explicitly criminalize poker and table games offered over the Internet, like Washington State recently did this year. Offshore Internet casinos had believed they could avoid scrutiny from the states, might now have to rethink their positions. And the article goes on, and we know that there's a bill being put forth. I don't know what its status is. We talked about it, I think, earlier this summer, that essentially is going to possibly force banks to force credit card companies, financial agencies, to prevent you from using your credit card on these websites. And the federal government is trying to do everything they can to crack down on people that just want to have a little bit of fun in their den on their computer on some gambling website.
Yeah, God knows you wouldn't. You can't use your money that you worked for in the way you want.
That's essentially what they're telling you.
It's just wrong.
You have to use your money only in government-approved fashion, you little serf you. I mean, really, just do whatever it is that we say you can do.
I mean, where do they get off? I mean,
they must get off,
really. It's the government themselves that is the source for most people's gambling anyway.
What do you mean?
I mean, the governments run
the lotteries.
The governments say it's okay for you to gamble on horse racing and dog racing.
And high lie,
but it's not okay to gamble on the internet with poker. I mean,
it's
stupid.
Inconsistent, and the reason why it's inconsistent is because the horse racing industry, the high lie industry, and those other industries have managed to get their buddies in government on their side.
Yeah, and they probably pay a great deal in order to do that.
Right,
and
they don't want. I mean, it's unlikely. First of all, it's unlikely that. I mean, the world of gambling is so large. You go from horse racing to betting on other sports to card games to any other thing that you find in a casino. There's a variety of different things you can bet on. And for instance, if the horse racing industry wants to prevent competition, they don't want anybody else to be able to spend money gambling anywhere else.
Sure.
What's the point? I don't have an interest in betting on horses. If I want to play blackjack...
Oh, I disagree with that entirely. I think that there's a certain amount of gambling dollars that are spent by people who will spend those gambling dollars on any kind of gambling activity.
Maybe so, but I think there's also a lot of dollars
I agree with that.
That
too.
Are like me, that where I just want to play card games. I don't want to go and gamble on horses in high life. I'm not interested in that style of gambling. There are gambling appeals to others.
The horse gambling people benefit from the amount of dollars that are out there where people will gamble on anything.
And the government
certainly. And they don't care about the ones that are lost on people that would just spend it on cards.
And the government certainly benefits from the more people that play the lotteries. 800-259-9231. So they're cracking down on your freedom to do business, whether it be buying pornography or spending a little bit of money on gambling. The government doesn't like it. More on the way. Free Talk Live.
Hello, this is Amy Bjorklund. Are you totally satisfied with the nourishment you're getting? Do you have enough energy to do everything you really want to do? And are you content to remain in your current state of health indefinitely? Have you already tried diets, exercise, vitamins, juicing, or the latest, greatest nutritional wonder products? Perhaps those things have grown tiresome and not made you feel and look as well as you'd really like to. But what if you found from a single source the world's freshest, purest, most complete, whole, live food nourishment that tastes delicious and couldn't be any easier to consume? Well, you just did. So don't hesitate. Take the living energy you've always wanted from your nutrition right now. Visit truthandexcellence.com, click the Truth and Excellence banner on gcnlive.com, or call me, Amy Bjorklund, personally at 805-595-2711. 805-595-2711.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
In December 2005, CNN had a special documentary about the inevitability of nuclear terrorism on American soil. When the mainstream media is reporting on such a perilous topic with such candor, it should be taken very seriously. Currently for sale by owner. The ultimate secure home is strategically located in the awesome mountains of southwest Colorado. This patented steel-reinforced concrete earth home was built to withstand any natural or man-made disaster you can name, whether that be a forest fire, an earthquake, or even a full-scale nuclear attack. The house is completely off-grid with solar electricity and an independent water supply. It even has a hidden fallout shelter with NVC air filtration. Its many self-sufficient and high-security features will amaze you. With nuclear World War III looming ever closer on the horizon, this custom survival home is turnkey, ready for a new owner. For more information, visit www.ultimatesecurehome.com. That's www.ultimatesecurehome.com.
If you're looking at the world today from within the box, you must see total chaos and feel lost with no hope. Out-of-the-box thinkers, such as Nostradamus, who saw the world from a different perspective, knew that nature or God's truth would prevail. They saw that today's organized religions and governments are being judged, not with the hand of man through atomic wars, but with the hand of God through natural disasters. We are judging ourselves during this trying apocalyptic period by all our hidden truths being uncovered. Don't you see this happening through the media today? Just remember these famous words. Everything hidden will be uncovered, and the truth will make you free. For evidence of these statements, get Jerry Vanno's new book, The Uncovering of the Greatest Story Never Told. Go to www.gvanno.com. That's www.gvanno.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control. 800-259-9231. Again, that's 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site totally free. What do we ask in return for giving all of the stuff away that most talk shows charge for? We ask for your vote. Go to vote.freetalklive.com. If you've yet to do it this month, it's just a once-a-month sort of a thing that we ask from you. It's very fast. It takes you less than a minute to complete the voting process. Go to vote.freetalklive.com because your votes help keep us in the top 10 podcasts of the world. In fact, I think we're currently ranked at number 3, thanks to those of you who have voted so far this month. If you've yet to go, go to vote.freetalklive.com. Tell a few friends. Ask them to go and vote for Free Talk Live at vote.freetalklive.com. Mark, you got an email you want to get to?
I do. It's not really an email. It's more an article that was emailed to us. And it's a little story, and it's great. Let's see, How to Fly Without an ID, it's entitled, and it goes on to say, let's see, the last 2 years, everyone flying on a commercial airline has stepped up to an airline's ticket counter and heard the agent recite a familiar litany. The monologue goes, has your bag been unattended? Have you accepted gifts from a stranger? Can I see your identification, please? The traveler docilely murmurs an answer and produces a driver's license or some equivalent. As a die-hard constitutionalist, I believe that we still have an absolute, unfettered, God-given right to travel from point A to point B without permission from the state, in the air as well as on land.
I agree with that.
Yeah. This Nazi procedure of, y'all pippas, please, has never been appropriate for our country. I have had occasion to travel a good deal in the last several months, and on those trips, I decided to research and test this issue about the necessity for producing identification. I've talked with agents and their supervisors of several major airlines and cities across America and have gradually pieced together a rather complete picture of the real legal situation regarding our right to travel.
Okay.
Next, I tested this finding with several airlines. When asked for identification, I produced my Sam's Club card or my travel agent's ID card or Costco card. These all have picture IDs, but they're privately issued and do not even have a signature on them.
Wow, you get a picture ID at your Costco?
I guess.
That's amazing. Go ahead.
The airline agents just freaked out and demanded to see some state-issued ID. They routinely told me that it was a federal law. The government absolutely required me to cough up an official ID card, without which the agent couldn't even think of letting me on the plane.
Mm-hmm.
I told the agents that I could not find any federal regulation mandating that type of identification and asked them to cure my ignorance and please cite the regulation now.
Reasonable request.
Yeah.
If it exists, shouldn't be hard to show me.
Yep, the individual agents have reacted differently. Some called in their supervisors. Alaska Air employees were the most gracious. Northwest agents were the worst. They were rude, belligerent, and hostile brats. But wow. They all folded every time. A particularly nasty Northwest employee marched me all the way back to the electronic detection equipment, made me pass through a second time, had the guard thoroughly search my carry-on bag. The same agent, airline agent from hell, actually made rude and demeaning remarks to me as we trudged back to the counter. And then she let me on the plane.
Huh.
Air Alaska was much more reasonable. The agent just issued my seat pass and commented that some people tenaciously hold to the thought that they have the right to travel without producing government ID, to which I responded, yes. Amazing, isn't it? And I'm one of them. In Seattle, an agent said, as he handed me my ticket, you know, if you don't show me a government-issued ID, I can't let you board the plane. I replied, yes, I understand. But I didn't, and you are. With a smile, he just said, have a nice trip. So I have flown several
times. Wait, but I didn't show you the ID, and you are allowing me to board the plane. Got it.
And the guy says, have a nice trip. So I've flown several times using my meager, privately issued picture ID cards. Every time I use this strategy, I notice that the agent put on an orange sticker on my checked bags and also on my seat pass on the ticket.
Mm-hmm.
Several agents divulge that this is the policy that they're supposed to follow when a person does not show government ID. The bags simply wait in the baggage room until the person presents the matching seat pass and he/she actually boards the plane. Then the bags go on board. So apparently it's to prevent a person who's not giving their government ID from putting bags by themselves on the plane.
Understood.
So if you're going to blow up a plane, at least they're going to know who you were.
Mm-hmm.
Every time I use this strategy, on my next trip, I decided to push the envelope even a little further. When the Air Alaska agent made the usual perfunctory request for identification, I put on my best face, smiled sweetly, and said, gee, I'm sorry, I just don't have any ID I can show you. To my speechless astonishment, the agent said, no problem, just fill out this simple form and present it to the counter at the airplane gate. I watched as the familiar orange sticker again went on my bag. I repeated the same scenario with Horizon Air on another trip. I have now flown twice without producing any identification whatsoever.
Hmm.
Northwest was actually instrumental in advancing my education about this issue. I was so aggravated by the insolent and hostile treatment that their employee gave me, hopefully former employee, after this blistering letter I sent the company president, that I demanded to see a supervisor on the spot. I then demanded he produce the relevant federal regulations right now or face personal liability for authorizing an unreasonable search and seizure, dereliction of duty, fraud, conspiracy, civil rights deprivation, or any other legal buzzword I could think of at the moment, which would justify a lawsuit against him personally, as well as his employer. Like everyone else, he couldn't show me any statute or regulations. He even admitted that there are none.
Mm-hmm.
However, he did produce a copy of Security Directive 9605, which the Federal Aviation Agency issued to all airlines on August of 1996.
96?
Its wording is very instructive. It reads as follows. Identifying the passenger. All passengers appear to be 18 years of age will present a government-issued picture ID or two other forms of ID, at least one of which must be issued by a government authority. The agent must reconcile the name on the ID, the name on the ticket, except as noted below. If the passenger cannot produce identification or cannot be reconciled to match the ticket, the passenger becomes a selectee. Clear all of their luggage as noted in Section 6 below.
So it's essentially saying that you don't have to.
Yeah.
I mean, there it is in print, that you don't have to show identification. You're just going to be a selectee, which means that you get a little bit of an extra search, a little bit of special treatment,
yeah,
and then allowed on board the plane.
Correct. The document apparently goes on for 10 more pages. The Northwest supervisor gave me only the first page, which contains the information printed above.
Wow.
The next time I
That's the first time, by the way. I mean, we've talked about John Gilmore trying to board planes without identification. We've talked about some of our listeners have experimented with this as well. And it's the first time that I think anybody's actually cited or found any sort of government paperwork or regulations that involve this issue.
But it's from 96.
Right.
They weren't using this. Back before 9/11?
Okay, I guess not.
Next time I refused to produce an ID, the agent freaked. I told her, just type up section DEC-96-5 on your computer and go to paragraph 1, section C.
Mm-hmm.
Designate me as a selectee and proceed accordingly. She apparently thought I was an FAA undercover employee because she said that I was tired of you federal guys coming around and literally spying on airline agents, coercing us into lying to people and essentially being the bag man for an activity which has no legal requirement. I told her that I could not agree more. Another airline employee later commented the FAA agents often engage in such entrapment activities to make sure that airline agents parrot the government party line about state-issued IDs.
Sure.
I also hit pay dirt on a discussion with another much nicer Northwest agent on the East Coast. In a candid conversation, he told me that FAA personnel had held training sessions with all airline agents in fall of 1996. Agents were informed directly by the FAA that they absolutely could not bar an American citizen from boarding a plane.
Do you know if they're an American citizen?
Well, I don't know. Even if a passenger refused to produce any identification at all. I understand Delta Airline is facing two large lawsuits because employees twice denied this reality and actually kept off a plane a passenger who had only private ID to show.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone want to own an airline courtesy of a judge? I guess this is a little joke. I have personally flown Delta with only a private travel card, so I guess they already had their hand slapped. Yet another agent in the Midwest admitted that the airline personnel were deliberately and knowingly coercing people into showing government ID by saying, it's the law.
Mm-hmm.
According to him, the reality is that the companies are simply tired of people selling their frequent flyer tickets. I bet that's probably true. The airlines wanted to stem this practice by checking everyone's ID, but knew that there would be a big problems if they instituted this procedure as a private corporate policy.
So they figured they'd pawn it off on the government.
Makes sense. It was so much more convenient to say that it was federal law and make the government the scapegoat. So this policy meets the airline's private financial goals and the government's goal of ever-increasing social control. If no one complains or asserts their rights regarding travel, then another freedom is, poof, gone.
Absolutely, and more people are just not complaining. In fact, I've got some numbers about airports and how people are totally okay with what's going on there.
Our children watch this happen and grow up thinking that the state has both the right to define our identity by issuing documents saying who we are and also the right to require us to produce them on demand.
And essentially the right, therefore, to control where you can and cannot go as well. 800-259-9231. I agree with him. It's absolutely essential that people stand up and start asserting their right to travel. Because this is supposed to be a free country. Let's start acting like it again. Got some disturbing numbers on this whole airline thing coming up, though. 800-259-9231. Let me say, things aren't going in the direction of freedom as far as American thoughts are concerned. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Over the years, Genesis Communications Network has grown by leaps and bounds, reaching millions of listeners. The impact on political and social issues have been enormous. Businesses associated with the network have grown to become valuable enterprises. If you are accredited and have an entrepreneurial spirit, national radio may be the opportunity you're looking for. Call me today at 877-996-4327, extension 101. For more information, that's 877-996-4327, extension 101.
Hello,